broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, June the 4th, 2021. First Friday in the month of June, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and it is National Donut Day, and we are going to start sampling donuts here momentarily. Angie Evers will be joining us. Terry Klein this morning took a trek down to Columbus, Ohio, where the famed Buckeye Donuts is, and I just learned, it's very interesting, they never close. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh, I have a bag here. Buckeye Donuts open 24 hours, a campus tradition since 1969. Now, this is kismet, Mary Ellen. You went into the Elgin School Board in 1969, didn't you?
That's right.
How about
that?
What are the odds?
Well, the Buckeyes and I are together.
Together forever. Now, they are located at 1998 North High Street in Columbus, if you want to go down and visit. And again, they didn't give us any money to say that. 1998 North High Street in Columbus, Ohio, but never closes. Do they close for Christmas or New Year's, Terry? Anything? Nothing. Never.
Really?
Doors always open. And now seriously about the parking. Where do you park when you go down there?
Well, parking's a challenge. It's the OSU experience.
So you see it all when you're down there.
On the side street. You can park on the side street beside Buckeye Donuts. But there's parking if you get there early. And the rest of the day, who knows?
Now, we have a dozen donuts here. Now, how much does a dozen donuts cost? We don't know the price range.
We got more than a dozen.
But I wonder for somebody trekking down there. Oh, do we have a price range idea?
They can go online.
Oh, online.
The prices.
Oh, okay.
And pictures of their donuts.
Buckeye Donuts. Mm-hmm. Now it's interesting here because.
Is there apple in that?
Is that an apple fritter?
That's an apple fritter.
Oh, an apple fritter. Mary Ellen's trying here.
I guess I haven't reached the apple yet.
Now, what's going to happen this morning? I believe we're going to have three different types of donuts, one of which being Buckeye Donuts here, and we're going to sample these, and we're going to rate them as the morning goes on, and we'll find out who has the best donuts of the three that we have here on National Donut Day. And again, we'll have people coming in and out. I know the pastor will be in at 11 o'clock this morning, and Angie will be joining us momentarily, and who knows who else. Well, Terry, I appreciate you going down there this morning. What time did you get up?
Early.
Or what time were you down there this morning?
I was down there about 7:10.
7:10 this morning. My goodness. Well, I appreciate that for the big Buckeye Donuts celebration here this morning. Because I've never had these. And so this morning, were they packed?
See, the College of Education.
No.
That far away.
No, I must have missed the donut place. Were they busy this morning?
They had boxes stacked up ready for people because they got Muirfield going on. Mm-hmm. So there's probably people going to grab a bunch, mm-hmm. head on over to Muirfield. And Muirfield had a game delay because of fog.
You know what? I have something for you I forgot about. This was dropped off for you. All right. And here comes Angie in the studio this morning. It is a happening place today on National Donut Day. 2021.
Is that mine?
Yeah, we've got stuff everywhere here. It is something.
Got me my DVDs back.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Genie Evers, who I'm sure is out there. Well, Genie, I hope you're having a donut wherever you are this morning on National Donut Day. Angie has just joined us here in the studio. Yeah, go ahead and sit down. And we'll continue on with the broadcast.
You got Tim Hortons? What's that?
No coffee? No. And we didn't have any milk either, so it was all...
therapy with coffee. I was drunk in high school one time, and they gave me a
and
coffee. You could never stand coffee.
You know what? Before we get into our first donuts here, I'll throw out a donut trivia question. Now, let's see if we get this. What is the official donut of Massachusetts? How about that? What is the official donut of Massachusetts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, how we will play this morning is, if we get a correct answer, we will put your name in a drawing, and at the end of the morning this morning, we will draw a winner, and you can choose to get a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo. That's how we will do it here this morning on WWGH Radio. And again, those tickets are good through Labor Day of this year. So the first question, what is the official donut of Massachusetts? Think about that. 740-383-9944 is the, well, we may have a call coming in here. Let's see. Well, if that's you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. The official donut of Massachusetts, the official donut of Massachusetts. Think about that one. That is question number one. 740-383-9944. And if you get that, you will go into the drawing. Okay, I think our caller's coming back here.
I'm diabetic.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Boston cream.
You have got it. Boston cream donuts. A lot of conversation going on. Hey, have you ever had these Buckeye donuts?
I have not. I've driven by there many times, and I've heard about it, but never had them. So
never,
no.
Never had the Buckeye. I'll tell you, they could sink a diabetic at 40 feet away.
It's a getting better than that, does it?
Huh? Oh, my goodness. It is rough. So we will put you in the... Now, did you know Boston cream?
I didn't. I Googled.
You Googled that?
I did.
I thought Boston cream would be an easy one. Well, you are in the competition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got one in this morning already for the official donut of Massachusetts is the Boston cream donut, and that was done in 2003. Did you know that, Mary Ellen?
No, didn't. I did not know that.
So donuts, I guess states have official donuts now. I wonder if
this
we have.
Is sacrilege.
What are you doing going through my things over here?
We have Twinkies. How can you have
those aren't mine.
On such a hallowed day? But they're
those
in the
aren't
same
mine.
Room as these wonderful donuts.
Well, we feed the rats with those.
Oh.
Yeah. That's rat repellent over there.
Tearing off bits.
All right. 740-383-9944. We've got one person. Okay, I'll throw out another trivia question to you. Okay, this is just a number, so anybody could get this. How many people are listed in the white pages with the last name Donut? Now, all you have to do is guess a number here. 740-383-9944. I found this to be an interesting question. How many people are listed in the white pages with the last name Donut? And by the way, it's D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. This is a whole conspiracy, Mary Ellen. Is it D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T or D-O-N-U-T?
Well, I think they shortened it down for the advertising, didn't they?
Well, I think they would have to because Donut, no. The root word is dough.
Yeah.
Which I think would
right.
Wonder what this bag says.
It's
see. Well,
this... You go out to a car dealership, hey, come get a pre-owned...
Here comes a call. Let's see if somebody knows Donut. Go ahead, caller.
Two.
You got that. You're actually right.
Two.
Only two people
uh-huh.
with the last name of... Now, how'd you know? Was that just a guess?
That was just a guess.
You got the right guess.
Is that the Marion...
I think that's national.
National. Really?
Only two people.
Really?
With the last name of Donut. All right. What's your name, sir?
Lee Dominey.
Lee, have you ever had the Buckeye Donuts?
Nope, I've never had them.
Oh, I'm telling you, they look delicious, Lee.
I'll drive down there and get one.
What was that?
I said I'll drive down there on Prospect Street and get one.
Okay, we'll do delivery. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Be a dozen, 12, or a baker's dozen, you know?
Well, I don't...
last name's Donut.
No, two.
Just two.
Two. too. And, well, it might be because, see, now some people might have the last name of Donut, D-O-N-U-T. But Donut, D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T, only two. So there might be more if you count the other donuts. So we got Lee, Dominie, and Jody are in the competition. Okay, one more real quick, and then we're going to get to the taste test of, we're going to get the review on the Buckeye donuts here. Okay. Well, this is an either-or question. Well, we'll do it. Why not? We're having people enter this way. Which has more calories and fat? A plain sugared donut with a hole in the middle, or a round jelly-filled donut? Which, I tell you what, the first person who calls, it's going to be 50-50 here. Which donut has more calories and fat? A plain sugared donut, or one with a hole in the middle? The plain sugared donut with a hole in the middle, or a round jelly-filled donut? There you go. So, 740-383-9944, and again, the winner of this contest later on today will get a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, the Wilds, or Zumbezi Bay. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
The jelly donut.
Let's see here. The jelly donut, it has more fat and calories?
Yes.
That is wrong. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, though. Now, who's going to be the quick fingers now? And it can't be that caller. Who's going to be the quick caller who's going to call in and give us the right... Well, here comes the right answer. So, well, maybe the right... We're on a delay. This could still be another wrong answer. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar donut.
You are right. It is the sugar donut. Now, do you know why it's the sugar donut?
I have no idea. It was just the other 50-50 guess.
Yeah, I know. You got on the end on the other 50-50. Well, here's the reason. Jelly donuts have fewer calories and less fat than plain ring ones. While a ring donut might weigh less, it has a greater surface area exposed to the oil than the round one. So that's why. What is your name,
okay,
sir?
Make this Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. Have you ever had the Buckeye donuts?
I have not.
Now, are you at work this morning?
I am at work this morning.
Did they get you some donuts for National Donut Day?
Actually, we are getting some, yep, here in a couple minutes at 9:30.
Oh, good. Where are they coming from?
Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. There you go. Well, thank you, Ryan. You're in the contest.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, so people are getting donuts this morning. So we've got Ryan, Lee, and Jody in so far. Now, we'll start with the ratings on the Buckeye donuts here. Mary Ellen, you had an apple fritter, right?
Right.
So, I guess we'll do it on a point system. How many points would you give the Buckeye donuts?
What's the maximum?
Let's say 1 to 10.
Okay, I'd give it an 8.
An 8. Mary Ellen has an 8 on the Buckeye donuts. Angie, what did you think, Buckeye donut-wise? Oh, well, I haven't tried one yet either, so we'll get there. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
I have had the Buckeye Donuts.
Oh, you had the Buckeye Donuts.
I had a nephew that lived in Columbus. They are to die for.
Really? Now, I have all these staring me in the face, right? I haven't touched them yet. I got the one that looks like a Buckeye. I've got one with a piece of bacon on top of it. I've got some cream ones. Which ones did you like the best?
Did they have, like, just a sugar donut? No, a... the donut was, I can't remember what it was called, but they are to die for. Well, the apple fritter.
That's what I had.
Mary Ellen's had the apple fritter. She enjoyed it.
Yes, they are to die for.
Well, what did you like so much about them?
They were better than anything I've ever had.
Was it just sugary or fluffy or any particular reason?
All of the above.
All of the above. Well, I've never had one, and I'm going to do it here momentarily, so I'm glad you're with me. Are you having donuts this morning on National Donut Day?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're
going to
do it.
We'll be going to Delaware and bringing donuts back later on today.
Oh, now where do you go in Delaware to get them?
It's right there on the main street going through Delaware, and they have a laundromat there in the front.
Is it Duck Donuts?
Yes.
Duck Donuts. All right.
They,
Well,
they put the topping on when you're there waiting.
Oh, they put the topping on as you're there waiting for it.
Exactly.
Well, that does sound good. Well, I'm going to have to try. I haven't tried that either.
You'll have to.
I will. Well, hey, thank you for listening.
Which one are you going to try today?
You know, I don't know. I'm looking at them right here. Now, to be honest with you, I don't know. What else we have here? Let's see here.
What else do you have?
We have the ones that look like Buckeyes, but I tell you, I'm not a peanut butter person,
yeah.
So I'm a little leery of those.
So,
I might.
What other kind do they have?
Velvet. We have red velvet.
No.
And cream cheese.
No.
Maple with the bacon on top.
Two strips of bacon. No. What?
And then we have a whole other box over here. I didn't even see that.
It's like a plain donut, but it's
blueberry.
Got a glaze like on top of it.
This one they called a...
Oh, like a glazed donut?
Yes.
I think we have some of them. We have a glazed in there, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll have a glazed donut.
You'll love it. Have a great day, Scott.
Well, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. A bacon donut? I'll have to head over to the hospital when this show's over this morning. All that sugar and bacon? Gee whiz.
But you'll go happy. You'll have a smile on your face.
Angie, which one are you having? Which one are you going to jump in for here?
Oh, I don't know. I might try the red velvet, but I'm just going to cut it off.
A piece off?
A piece off.
Oh, I tell you.
You can do half of it.
Now, Mary Ellen, did you do the whole apple fritter?
No, I didn't. It's too big.
It would be too big.
Yeah. If I'm going to try something else,
yes.
I mean, you know, I've got to be careful.
We got to pace ourselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Cake or less.
We are having a time here this morning on National Donut Day, and it is a lot of fun. Now, we do want to thank Terry Klein again for driving down to Columbus to get these this morning. We would not have those if it wasn't for he. And actually kind of started this whole thing, 2 months ago you called in?
Yeah, and said, guys were talking about...
Donuts, wasn't it?
Donuts.
Yeah, we were talking about donuts one morning. And here's what happened 2 months later. We've got the Buckeye donut. So I'm going to try a glazed one here in a second. Now, Mary Ellen is...
Is that a glazed?
Is that a glazed?
Yeah,
I'm going to reach.
Want this one?
Yeah, I'll get a glazed one over there.
Yeah.
Take a paper towel here and just go ahead with it. All right. Thank you. All righty. Well, this looks good. You know, I always like a good glazed donut.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find them some places, good ones. Most places have glazed donuts. It's just, are they good or are they not? Now, do we have a fork? Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Something? Because if I put my hand on this, I will stick up the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could lick your fingers clean.
I just snapped the
fork.
That's not an indication.
Oh, man. This is a tough donut.
It's just...
Well, you know what? I'm just going to do one of these. We'll just do it like this.
Yeah.
We'll make it like a... What do people eat like this? Corn dog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
corn
it's
dog.
Like a corn dog.
I love corn dogs.
Do you like those little ones?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried them in the air fryer?
No, I don't have an air fryer.
Oh, somebody told me the other day, I haven't done it yet,
yeah.
But that corn dogs in an air fryer keep them... from getting soggy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. These air fryers are very popular.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the Keurig machines. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to let people know that the program that Angie and I do on Friday nights will not be on tonight. We will be airing a repeat of this program tonight from 8 to 10. So that's for National Donut Day. Yes.
Oh, you know what? Before you try that, I want you to try that drink.
Oh, try the drink first?
Yeah.
Okay, this is from...
But stir it around real quick.
Is this a coffee?
It's something. Tell me what you think it is.
Well,
it's
a mystery. It's a mystery. Let's see what we have here.
But
smells good.
You have to do it before you eat sugar.
What smells good?
Then it might not taste as good.
Smells delicious. Oh, that's not bad. That kind of tastes like a...
coffee milkshake.
It's definitely got coffee in it, because I can taste the coffee. But it's kind of like a faint coffee frosty is what it reminds me of.
That's a ice cap.
Oh, this is an ice cap.
Yep, from Tim Hortons.
Now, do you like the ice caps, Mary Ellen?
No, I'm just a coffee drinker. That's
never
it.
Now, yesterday, was it yesterday? Time flies by. Yesterday or Wednesday, you spoke with Neil Zucker, the famous
yes.
author here in Ohio.
Oh, yes, I did.
About the blizzard of 78.
Yes, and I kept, as I started talking to him about it, I started remembering more and more. You know, he was asking me questions, and it was all coming back. I thought it was 10 days that we were without electricity, but I talked to my daughters, and they said it was 5 days.
I said seemed
it
like
just, 10. It seemed like 10, right.
Well, and look for that book, because that will be coming out. Neil Zucker has published I don't know how many books, but Mary Ellen will be in that book on the Blizzard of 78.
Yes, well, I also had talked about, you know, riding on a tractor up to my neighbor's, and he wanted to know what we had on when we went up there. I said, well, we wrapped ourselves in blankets on the tractor. Yeah.
You know, the Blizzard of 78, we didn't know it was happening, and from what I remember.
No, we didn't. It was a surprise. Yeah.
And you were living outside of the city limits.
I was on a farm.
On a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
And I was county treasurer at the time.
Oh.
And I had told the post office to mail the bills the next day, and they did, and they were flying everywhere.
Oh, I bet they were. Now, in your time in Marion and beyond, had you ever seen a storm like that?
No, that was the worst of all, yeah.
Now, have we ever had a tornado here?
Well, we had one close. Mom Wilson had, they were hit by a tornado.
And Cardington got one.
Yeah, Cardington got one. Where?
Did it ever do any?
Remember the Huber?
Oh.
The tornado hit the Huber and destroyed the Huber from the railroad tracks. Pretty much that old building that was there.
Really? When was that?
Oh, don't ask me.
Yeah. In your lifetime?
Yeah. I would say it was in the 70s. Yeah,
really?
It would have been in the 70s. 77 or 78.
Oh, I do also want to let people know, it was the other morning, Wednesday morning, I believe it was, but we were talking about the whole John Long situation.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a former police chief here in Marion, who was accused of doing something. It was never revealed what he was doing by four city councilmen and the sheriff at that time. And John Long ended up resigning. That a morning, October 4th, 1974, I believe it was, and then 3 hours later, shot himself at his desk in, where was the police office
City
at that
Hall.
Time? Was it City Hall in 74?
I was working upstairs in the engineer's
office. Oh, you were there when it happened.
Oh, no kidding.
I didn't hear a noise at all.
Never heard anything.
I was wondering what's going on and all the scuttlebutt and everything, but it was right in his office.
Yeah. Terrible. Well, it's interesting because the other day we were talking about, and she might be listening now, Mary Ellen was friends with John Long, but a lady called in the other day who is the daughter of one of the city council people who was involved in that, and he's since passed away, the city council person. Now, she said she didn't know the particulars because her father didn't talk about it very much, but that her impression or idea was that the accusations had something of a sexual nature.
Oh, really?
That it was either that he'd had an affair, and possibly that he'd had an affair, something had happened in the courthouse. That was the nature of, no. So you say that's wrong. You know what it was.
I'll tell you during break.
Now, see, why do we have to hide this stuff? It was like 45 years ago.
Okay, you really want to know?
Well, we all want to know, sure. Now, you know for sure. We're not just rumoring it up, are we?
From a very reliable source.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Berga?
Yeah.
You know Bill Berga?
Bill Berga. What was his... Did he have a position at that time?
Yeah, he was a big union.
Union man, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Apparently caught John Long with his daughter.
Oh, how old was his daughter?
That I don't know.
Oh, dear.
How old was Bill Berga?
Look it up online. But, I mean, it must have been, the guy thought it was the end, and he,
Ooh.
He offed himself, so it must have been pretty bad.
Well, that's a terrible thing.
I got that from a very reliable source, too.
Gee whiz. Well, still, I guess the point I'm trying to make, because I don't want to say anything, because I know John Long's got family members, but, would this girl have been 18?
I can't say.
We don't know.
If it were 18-year-old, would you go to such an extreme measure?
Well, that's what we don't understand about the whole thing, is that why didn't... I mean, that would be a crime if he did that. So why didn't they press charges instead of ask him to resign?
Look at Householder.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that was a different day, though. 74,
Still, it's the good old boy network and all of that stuff and the things that turn people off with politics. You know, you only have a handful of good people that are sincere, honest in either party, but you unfortunately have too many that want to cut corners, want to stroke their egos, and destroy it for everyone.
Well, that's a tragedy. That is a tragedy. Yeah. But Mary Ellen, your dealings with John were always pleasant.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I knew his wife. You know, she was in the same club I was in Artisans Guild, and then that's how I met John. We went places together with our spouses. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if the lady who called in, and you don't have to give your name, you didn't have to the other day, but does any of this sound right? I mean, and again, this is all, you know, conjecture on our part. We don't know for sure, but this is what we heard. Is Bill's dead, isn't he?
No.
Oh, Bill's still alive.
Yes. He's in Columbus. Yeah.
Well, if Bill here, yeah. That's the way it is, then. So, but anyway, if any of that sounds right, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. So he would. Well, so he would. He's not an older man then. I mean, he wouldn't have been.
He might be in his 80s, wouldn't he, Bill? Or 70s or 80s?
I think 80s. Yeah.
So he would have been in his 40s in that era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
70s, 50 years ago. Whatever. So.
Well.
Anyway.
You know,
I'm over here enjoying the donuts.
Yeah, the donuts. Back on the donuts. What an interesting revelation. Well, I'll tell you. You know why stuff like this? I can't divulge this because it's been way too recent. But this will sound awful on this morning too as well. But there was a person who committed suicide in Marion. I'm not going to say who it was, and all these rumors came out about it because nobody said why. I knew the smell of donuts would bring this person around. I knew that would happen.
It's the globe-trotting
woke him up out of a dead sleep this morning, the donut box opening. But go ahead, have a donut, Jeff. But this person committed suicide in recent memory, and rumors went around because it was a fairly well-known person, or at least they knew about the suicide. And years went on, and you heard all these rumors. Well, I finally talked to a person who was there, not when the suicide happened, but pretty close after the suicide. And the reason that they never told why the person committed suicide was because nobody... I mean, you never want to say they caused the suicide, but the reason that the suicide happened, they didn't want that person to feel bad. It was they gave news to somebody that upset them, and then, you know, this happened. Horrible thing happened. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think these things, like with John Long, because people just, they gossip about it for years and years and years, and I still hear about John Long. Why did he commit suicide? That's a very big event for the police chief to commit suicide in his office. So I think that's why, over time, somebody should step in and say, okay, this is why it happened, and that's that. I mean, he's gone. Can't do anything about it. But rumors go around. You know, Mary Ellen, rumors are always flying around.
Well, that's true, and we don't want to be involved in them.
No, we don't want to be involved in any rumors about anything. But, you know, did you ever have any dealings with Doc Brown?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of him?
Well, he was an interesting individual. He used to call me, he couldn't think of my name, but he was in a nursing home at the time. And he'd call me some word that had to do with money. I can't remember now what it was, but he could associate. But I knew him for a long time, yeah.
Superintendent of schools.
Yes, right.
Became county commissioner, mayor. Mm-hmm. He really had a full life here in Marion.
Yeah, he did.
I just tried the donut, by the way, from Buckeye Donuts here. You know what it reminds me of, this glazed donut? It reminds me of fair food. It doesn't taste just like a regular donut. So what I'm going to do, it's a good donut, though. So I'm going to give it a 7. I think it's a good donut. It reminds me of, like, an elephant ear. That's kind of what it tastes like.
You know, when I ran through Tim Hortons this morning, they were out of their regular honey dip glazed donuts.
Oh, really? So there's a run on National Donut Day. So I'm going to put down a 7. Angie, have you had a donut?
Well, I've tried like 3 different ones.
3? Well, give us a note. Well,
which I didn't ones eat did, all of it.
Which ones did you try?
I tried the, which one was that? The velvet, red velvet.
Red velvet.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. And then I tried the Buckeye one, I guess, is what you would call it, with the peanut butter and the chocolate. I'm not real crazy about, like, just regular peanut butter, but that is what it is in there. I thought maybe
that's real peanut butter, just a scoop of peanut butter.
Right. Mm-hmm. I thought, and there's peanut butter in the middle, too. So, I mean, it's good. And then I tried the maple bacon, but I didn't get any of the bacon, but, I mean, they're all good.
So what rating would you give it overall?
We'll go with 8.
An 8. All right, we're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, how you doing?
She's talking about all these donuts. Hortons and Dunkin' and Buckeye. You guys are forgetting one place that is better out of mind for 26 years or better. And better staple there. That's Andrews.
Oh, yes, Andrews, absolutely. We talked about that with Mayor Whaley this morning.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we did bring up Andrews this morning.
We got Andrews last week.
Yeah, we did have Andrews here last week.
Right, but Andrews has been around, so you ought to have him in the conversation.
I think they're the only local donut, aren't they? Local.
Yeah, they're the only one on the side.
Yeah, the only local donut stop. I used to like Fiddlesticks. You remember Fiddlesticks, Bob?
Right, I remember that. They were a long century.
Yeah, they had a good selection of donuts. Well, thank you for calling.
Hi.
Yes, Andrews, of course, is our local donut shop, which I believe you can get Andrews at some of the gas stations over here. Yeah, at one point you could get them over at the gas station. As a matter of fact, at the end of the street here, I believe. Is it a Moto Mart down here at the end of the street? I think so. Jeff, give me a number. How good are the Buckeye Donuts?
I had a twist. I'd give it an 8.
An 8? All right. Jeff gives it an 8. So we've got an 8, a 7, an 8, and an 8. Now, Terry, you're biased on this. What's yours on the Buckeye Donuts?
Oh, jeez. They'll give you a sugar rush. I would say, you know, is anything really a 10, and how do you compare it to this? To what? I would say the one that I had, which was a red velvet.
Red velvet.
I'm trying to think, is it sour cream or what kind of cream on it? Man, that gave me a sugar buzz. I'm just going to say 9.
9. All right. So there you go. There are the Buckeye Donut numbers. They are 8, 7, 8, 8, and 9. Now, we still have 2 more types of donuts that will come along this morning in the 10 o'clock hour, next hour. And, what is this? The only radio station in the world where we do eating on the air. It's just dead silence so we can stop and eat for a minute.
It's hard to do, isn't it? It's hard to eat and be on the radio.
It is. Yeah. This is one of the rules of radio you should not do, but we just toss all. It's like no dancing on radio.
Yeah, right.
That's the rule. That's a good donut.
It's dangerous because you could choke on that.
I could choke. It'd be all over. Oh, you know, I interviewed Dr. Heimlich at one point. Mm. Nice man. He lived in Cincinnati all his life. People don't know that.
Is that right?
Yeah, he never left Cincinnati. That's a good donut. What was that?
That was the,
Crawler?
Like Crawler? Honey Crawler or whatever.
The Kriller
because
Crawler.
I got that because they were out of the honey dip.
Oh. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to share. I know it's National Donut Day. My mom, as a kid, she used to work at, I think it was called Marion Pastry on Washington Street, little bakery, and then it turned into a barber shop there. But but she used to, the owners would let her bring home leftovers and, like, day-old stuff. And man, as a little kid, that was, like, that was it. We just felt like the luckiest kids in the world.
Now, do you remember the other donut shop that was big here in town owned by the Huddle family?
Yeah.
Dixie Cream.
Dixie Sticks?
I used to eat those all the time.
What was it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, how good were those? What would you rate those donuts back in the old days?
Oh, man. As a kid, they were just everything. Even they were old. They were awesome.
Very nice. Well, thank you for calling.
No problem. Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Any memories of donuts, give us a call on this National Donut Day. Now, Mary Ellen, you said you had the Dixie Cream.
Yes.
Every day.
Not every day. When I went to, we would have swim class, and then we'd get a dozen donuts and take care of that.
You know, I was going to ask you this, Mary Ellen. We've got, apparently are having trouble getting lifeguards
yes.
for the aquatic center.
I'm going to have to go back.
You're going to have to go back and do that. You were a lifeguard.
I taught life-saving.
Oh, you taught it?
Yeah.
What are the important things to know as a lifeguard?
Well, to pay attention to what's going on. You don't want to daydream up there.
No. Well, was this always something you were interested in, or?
Well, my daughters all were lifeguards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they all worked that.
Why do you think this has become such a difficult thing all of a sudden?
I don't know. Oh, my grandson is lifeguarding at the Columbus Swim Club right now. Yeah.
Got to have lifeguards. That's one of the big issues they're having. But I do think they're going to open this weekend, but only on the weekends for now because of the staffing issue with the lifeguards.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that all shakes out. Again, 740-383-9944. If you have a donut memory, a question, anything you'd like to do, give us a buzz. We're going to try a couple more donuts next hour. We've got about 7 minutes left this hour. Buckeye Donuts is the first group of donuts that we've tried here this morning. And Mary Ellen Withrow gave him an 8. I gave him a 7. Angie gave him an 8. Jeff Ruth gave him an 8. Terry Klein gave him a 9. And we will have two more groups of donuts as the morning goes on here on this National Donut Day. Was there more than one Dixie Cream donut in town?
I don't think so.
Just one?
It was back on Fairground Street, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they originally were on Fairground.
Yeah.
And then they moved up onto Main Street.
Okay.
Now, were there any other good donut shops in town?
I don't think
any
so.
Any other good bakeries? So
is there one on Baker Street?
I don't know.
The National Recorder is in that building that's there. I thought there was a bakery there.
Could have been. I don't know.
Now, the one that the caller called in about, what are your memories of that donut shop?
Washington Street. Washington Street had wonderful things, I remember, because somebody was in my class that was their daughter or son. I can't remember who it was, but they were a good bakery. Yeah.
Now, is this the Washington Street right across the street over here?
I guess so.
They were right over here.
You're right there.
Yeah, right over. Yeah. So is that, that shop that's still over there? Is that where they were? Because I don't know what was in that building.
I don't remember exactly.
It looks like it was a store.
Yeah.
So it's one of the buildings west of Main Street.
Interesting. You know, a lot of people wonder why the first Dunkin' went out of business here, which was out on Richland Road, well, right there at the corner of Richland and Mount Vernon Avenue. But it was always busy, but it just disappeared one day.
I
don't know what happened.
I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, people loved the Dunkin' Donuts when they were here the first round.
But I think...
probably lost the lease.
Probably.
I think the donuts back then taste different than they do now, because I am not a big Dunkin' Donut fan.
They've changed the recipe.
I do not think they taste like they did back when we were growing up.
We had a caller there. If that was you, call back 740. Oh, here we go. I think the caller's calling back for us, and we will take the call here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
The donuts off on Washington.
Yeah?
Years ago, my aunt owned that.
Oh, your aunt's owned the shop on Washington.
Right. And then, when she went out, it became a barber shop.
What was that?
When she went out of business, became a barber shop.
Oh, it became a barber shop. Is it the building that's still over there on Washington?
It is still there.
Oh, so that is the building over there that's vacant.
Right. And there's a barber in there right now.
Oh, there is a barber shop in there.
Yes. Bought another apartment.
Oh, okay.
And the other business. I owned that for years.
Now, are you having any donuts this morning, Bob?
Not yet. I've been able to get it.
Okay. Well, work on it. You have till midnight.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep. National Donut Day officially goes until midnight tonight. So apparently it was this little shop, which apparently is a barber shop.
I wonder what his last name is.
Bob?
Yeah.
Austin.
Austin?
Austin.
I thought it was, the shop was owned by somebody named Roker.
That's Roker's Bakery.
Yeah,
Roker's Bakery.
Yeah, that's it.
Roker's. Oh, it was called Roker's Bakery?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I was sitting there trying, and all of a sudden that popped in my mind. Isn't that amazing?
Here we go. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is mostly for Mary Ellen.
Okay.
By the way, my mother used to work at that donut shop, too.
Oh, was it Roker's?
At Washington Street.
Was it Roker's Donuts?
I don't know the name.
Okay. Well, yeah, Mary Ellen's listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. She don't remember me, but I came over to talk to Norm, and we ended up talking politics. And she mentioned that she would like to have the West Wing that I have on DVD. I have the whole series.
Oh.
The West Wing.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I went through it, the first season over the last week to make sure there were any skips in it or anything, but if you want it, I will bring it to where you can have it and watch it if you want it.
Oh, well, how nice. Well, that's awfully nice of you.
Yeah, do you still live in the apartment behind Primrose? Or?
Yes, I'm in Villa 3.
Okay, the same place?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. I've been down a couple of times, and there wasn't anybody answer. There's no answer.
Well, I'm there, and sometimes I'm not there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to move in with my brother up on the hill.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't know if I told you not.
Yes,
my brother lived up on the hill.
Right.
I had to move in with him. His wife died.
Oh, yeah.
And I moved in with him in his condo to kind of look after him, and, you know. So I'm right up there.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just... I'll drop it off to you.
Okay, well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, I got to, okay, I'm going to go to the second season now and see if it's all right. And, yeah, you're welcome to have them.
Oh, okay, right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Mm. All right, there we are. Well, it's kind of like QVC here this morning as well.
Right.
West Wing was a good show.
Yes. Yeah, well... Oh, Jenny, what's her first name?
Allison.
Allison Jenny is in. I think she's terrific. She's in Mom now, and they're going off the air, but I think she's a really good actress.
Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that Marion Pastry Shop was owned by Paul Schaefer and his wife, and they lived right across the street.
Now, the one on Washington?
One on Washington
was
Street.
Was Paul Schaefer and his wife owned it?
Yeah, they started it. And they had a butter cookie that was just to die for.
A butter cookie?
Yeah. And then a guy by the name of Roger Epley owned it for years, too.
Roger Epley?
Yeah, but Paul Schaefer and his wife started it.
Now, was there any Roker's involved in this?
Roker's was another bakery in town. I think it was up there on... Church Street.
So Roker's was on Church.
I believe so.
So what was the name of the one on Washington?
Marion Pastry Shop.
Just Marion Pastry Shop.
And they had, I mean, Andrews calls there of Andrews Pastry, but Marion Pastry put Andrews to shame with the selection and stuff that they had, bars, cookies, just everything. Marion Pastry did breads, donuts, cakes, wedding cakes, pies, you know, everything.
Well, I tell you, we're going to break here, but we appreciate the information. Stay with us.
Yep.
All right, Mary Ellen Withrow is going to stay with us here for another hour. Angie Evers will be with us. And we'll come back for two more donut selections here on National Donut Day in about 15 minutes. Obituaries, news, and weather coming up.
Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me, underpaid. Our kids